This is Travel Writers Radio News. You may not think of it as a museum piece, but the world's first Boeing 777 has been retired to an aircraft museum in Arizona. Cathay Pacific donated the Boeing 777-200, registered BHNL, and flew it to the Pima Air and Space Museum in Tucson this week. Boeing first flew the 777-200 aircraft on 12 June 1994 and continued to use it as a test aircraft for several years. The aircraft joined the Cathay Pacific fleet in 2000 and was retired in May after 18 years of service. During its time with Cathay Pacific, BHNL operated 20,519 flights, recording 49,687 hours of flying time. The Western Hotel Brisbane, due to open in November, is described as an urban retreat and is the latest Australian property for Marriott International. The hotel's the first Western brand in Queensland and will focus on health and wellness offerings, 4 superb dining outlets and resort-style facilities in the CBD. Servicing both international and domestic travellers, the hotel occupies a prime position close to the Queen Street Mall, Eagle Street Pier, the Botanic Gardens and the South Bank Parklands. It has 299 guest rooms, each with sweeping views of the city skyline. It has 6 meeting and event spaces for up to 500, plus a gym, spa and an outdoor pool. A new World Tourism Organization, UNWTO report, will help manage growing urban tourism flows and their impact on cities and residents. It was launched this week at a global summit in Seoul, South Korea. The report, entitled Over-Tourism, Understanding and Managing Urban Tourism Growth Beyond Perception, examines how to manage tourism in urban destinations to the benefit of both visitors and residents alike. It proposes 11 strategies and 68 measures to help understand and manage visitor growth. The recent growth of urban tourism requires the sector to ensure sustainable policies and practices that minimise adverse effects of tourism on the use of natural resources, infrastructure, mobility and congestion, as well as its socio-cultural impact. Australia boasts 2 of the world's busiest air routes between Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, Sydney, but the busiest is in South Korea, between the holiday island of Jeju and Seoul. It has more than 13.4 million passenger journeys every year. Melbourne, Sydney's been number 2 for a couple of years, with just over 9 million trips and 54,519 flights a year. That's ahead of Sapporo to Tokyo, which has 8.7 million trips, according to OAG. Brisbane, Sydney is 8th busiest in the world. The busiest international route is Hong Kong to Taipei, with 6.7 million passenger journeys, while London Heathrow to JFK, New York, believed by many to be the world's busiest, handles less than 3 million passenger journeys a year. The luxury waterfront Mac 01 Hotel, built on Macquarie Wharf in historic Hobart, Tasmania, has been named Australia's best hotel overall and Australia's best superior accommodation hotel at the Australian Hospitality Awards this week. The Federal Group property has previously won state and national awards as a storytelling hotel. It opened just 15 months ago and quickly rose to become number 1 on TripAdvisor. As a storytelling hotel, Mac 01 explains to guests the history of the Indigenous peoples, first European settlement, the Van Diemen's Land penal colony, and introduces a colourful cast of characters assembled around the historic Wharf precinct. That's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Graham Kemlow. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.